Hello, this is Because We Care broadcast. I'm so glad you tuned in today because this broadcast is just for you. We will be talking today. Our discussion will be about learning how to love one another. You know, it is so easy. Oh my God. It is so easy in this time to be disgruntled and to be angry and be mad and upset about so many things. Because of everything that we see going on and everything we know that's going on. But the Bible tells us in John 3:16, a familiar passage of scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish. God sent his son not into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. So that means if you're in the world, you have to be in the world because you listen to this podcast. So if you're in the world, that means God loves you too. Yes, God reigns on the just and he reigns on the unjust. It does not matter who you are, where you live, how old you are, how tall you are, how short you are, what you drive, what you don't drive. If you're walking, it does not matter. God loves you. Oh yes, he so loved you. Not just loved you, he so loved the world. See, Jesus came in this world not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. So showing a little kindness in this season, oh my God, it is so easy to be disgruntled. Yes, with so much going on, it is so, so easy to be upset and go ballistic over any little small thing. But we know that the Bible tells us that if we look to Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith, if we just lay aside every sin and weight, it's so easy to beset us. And look to Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith. He will see us through. It's nothing too hard for him. It does not matter what you're going through. It does not matter what they say. It does not matter what they're doing. It don't matter what you're seeing. Trust God. Because now you have to look at a time as this. We have to begin to know that God is in control. Oh, yeah. Yes. God is a God that is in control of everything. Everybody and everything. Jesus is Lord. Oh, yes. He's Lord over all. He's Lord in all. And he's Lord over all. So I want to encourage you today to grab hold to Galatians 5:22. That is the fruits of the Spirit. We know it's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing, gentleness, kindness. And that's what we need to learn how to do. I'm speaking of myself first because I'm always the first partaker. This word is for me, not just you. It's for us. So I'm going to be the first partaker of showing kindness. You know, we're living in a world, like I said, it's so easy to get upset and mad and disgruntled about the little bitty, bitty small things. But it's also easier to be kind. You know, my mom used to tell me a long time ago when I was young. I didn't take it to heart, but I do take it to heart now. It does not take and cost you anything to be kind. And that is so true. Sometimes love and kindness and mercy goes a long way. We all need love. We all need kindness. We all need mercy. There's times when we're going to need mercy. There's time when someone going to have to be kind to us. And you know what? Even with the social media, you look at social media and you wonder, so many people are venting. Oh, they're not venting about everything negative. No. I mean, it's whatever goes because it's social media. But just think about it. Some people have nobody. They have nobody in their circle of influence. They have no parents. No. They have no parents. They have no siblings. I mean, you look at it and say, oh, wow, that's strange. Yes, it may be strange to you. It might be strange to me. But there are some people that has nobody. Some of the siblings are all gone. Some of them probably didn't have that many siblings as it is. And they're not here or they're not in the state. They're not speaking to each other. And sometimes people just get on Facebook to vent. You know what? I look at that now and I say, you know, that's a good thing. Because if you have nobody to talk to, just somebody getting on there telling you about what they're going through, and you might say, oh, it's going to be okay. You know what? You could change that person's life. You don't know what, we don't know what anyone is going through. Okay? And just being kind and saying something to that person, it's going to be all right. You're going to make it. That bring hope, and that bring courageousness, and that bring hope and confidence and peace to that person. So I just want to encourage you today. That's why I'm on this podcast. I decided to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to obey you. I'm going to go on podcasts, and I'm going to give out what you give unto me, because I love myself. I'm not perfect now, but I love to encourage people. I love to show kindness. You know, because kindness, you know, so many people, even people I don't even know, they're very kind to me. I don't know what it is about me, but I know it's something that God placed on me. People could be, are always kind to me. Oh, you got some people going to be people. Okay, well, that's people. Okay, can't do nothing about that. But I say, I can thank God there's more people that's kind to me than not. And if they just come, people walk up to me and speak to me. I'm serious. I mean, I speak to people, but I mean, that's just a nature I have, you know. And people walk up to me, hi, how you doing? I'm fine, how are you? You know, and it makes you feel good to smile at somebody. You know, we're living in a world now, okay, we know what's going on. It's going on everywhere, but we can't focus on that. We still have to live, because God came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He wants us to have a Zoe kind of life. That's the God kind of life. To love one another. To learn how to forgive people. Forgive those that hurt you, persecute you, pray for them that despitefully use you, and sow all manner of evil against you. Pray for folks and keep it moving. Because one thing we've learned, we all have learned this, because as we live and as we grow older, everybody's aging every day. And as we grow older, we learn things that we didn't learn or didn't know. And loving people, being kind to people goes a long way. Yes, it does. You know, you could even, you know, I really believe that was Michelle Obama said, when they go up, you go down. That's true. When they go high, you go low. That's so true. When a person is unbecoming and acting wild and, you know, acting crazy, you know, and they go to hollering and screaming. You don't holler and scream at people. You lower your voice. They'll lower theirs. It's not they, oh, I'm who they think they are. No. All those days are over. It's wisdom now. You got to walk in wisdom with people. You know, it ain't about, I'm afraid, I'm scared. And, you know, I got a pistol and I shoot them. All that don't even make any sense. You got a home you got to go to. You got children you got to go to. And the enemy is real. You got people on assignment. They're deranged, they're angry, they're mad, they're full of rage. Walk your walk. Be wise. When you see a situation, sometimes it's good to go ahead on if you can call 911. But if you have to intervene. If you don't intervene. You know, because sometimes you don't have to. But sometimes you might have to. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what kind of situation anybody get in. Well, you might have to defend yourself or defend somebody. But you got to do what you have to do. But keep it moving. But all I want to encourage you today is to learn how to love people. And learn how to let people love you. You know, it's kind of hard when a person lose mistrust. It's hard to get that back. Because sometimes, you know, you've been hurt. Who haven't? You're living in this world, everybody been hurt. You know, everybody been through something, you know. You know, nobody's to say they haven't been hurt by somebody or something. You know, even if it wasn't nothing but your closest family member, you know, or a best friend or whatever, whoever. But you get healed, you heal, and you move on. You keep moving. Learn how to. I'm telling you from experience, learn how to open up, because I used to didn't know how to open up. Sure didn't, because I was wounded for so many times, for so surrounded by so many people. But I learned, like, you know what? That was so many years ago. I've learned how to open up, and I tell you, with my healing and my deliverance and my inner healing, I learned to open up. You know, I used to guard my heart. And you know, the Bible do say, guard your heart with all affection. Guard your heart with all affection, because all it is the issue of life. Yeah, you have to guard your heart. But I was like, letting nobody in. You wrong me one time, that's it. I'm out. You out. Okay. You don't get no second chance. But God said, no, I gave you a second chance. I was merciful to you. I saved you. I delivered you. You know, I didn't forget about you. When you hurt other people and didn't know you hurt other people, or you did hurt people, because hurt people do hurt people. You young, somebody hurt you, you gonna get even. Oh, that's when you don't know God. I know I did. You wrong me, I'm finna wrong you back. You do something to me, I'm gonna do something to you back. I didn't know God, so I didn't know any better. But since I know better, I'm learning how to do better. So I threw that in to tell you about myself. You know, I would never get on here and tell you to do something I ain't did myself. So I just want to encourage you, because I love encouraging people, to let you know that God loves you. God cares for you. God's concerned about you. And God wants you to forgive, forget, release people, and keep it moving. Yes, yes. You know, sometimes we got to forgive ourselves. Yep. Sometimes we hard on ourselves. You know, we make a mistake and we beat ourselves down. All we have to do is go to the Word of God. 1 John 1:9. If you confess your sins before Him, He's faithful and just to forgive you for your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So sometimes if we just feel like we need to confess our sins before God, and something we've done, just tell God to forgive you. He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You know, God knew you was going to do what you did before you did it anyway. That's why I said, if you sin, because you know what you're going to. You know, everybody sins every day. I'm not saying you're living in sin. That's a different thing. You know, God gave us grace. But does grace abound that we continue to live in sin? No. That's why we have an advocate, Jesus Christ of righteousness. He advocates. He speaks on our behalf for us to the Father when we sin. So that's a blessing right there. You can bank on that. God will forgive you because He loves you. He has not forgotten about you. And just like you forgive others, God will forgive you. And one thing the enemy tries to do is to keep us in a state of offense. Because the Bible says offense will come. If he keep you in a state of offense, he know your prayers won't get answered. You know, that's a trick. We know that we're not ignorant of Satan's devices, because we have the Word, we have the Holy Spirit. And we also have weapons that he has given us. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty to God through the pulling down the stronghold. We got the blood of Jesus. We got the Word of God. We can bind, we can loose, we can praise, we can worship. Those are weapons. We can forgive, that's a weapon too. Yes, we can dance in the Spirit. Yes, that's a weapon too. So we can use our weapons. So I just want to encourage you, I want to stop by and let you know that God loves you. God is concerned about you. God cares, God sees, He knows. And everything that goes on in your life, trust me, God knows all about it. God is moving on your behalf even now, even as I speak. So, Father, I just thank you for each and every person that is listening to this podcast. I thank you for your precious people, the one that you died for. And, Father God, even as they go forth in you, I pray that, God, you will heal every area of their lives. I pray you will heal their loved ones. I pray that anything they're going through, God, you will bring victory. Father, we come in a place of victory, God. We pray from a place of victory, God. Yes. Oh, yes, we come and we pray from a place of victory, God, because we know the battle has already been won. So, Father, I just thank you, God. I thank you for giving your people strength, joy, love, peace, God, giving them comfort, oh, God. I thank you for the doors you are already opening for them. I thank you for bringing them around the right people, God. I thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, for healing their hearts, oh, God. I thank you for opening up doors, Daddy, God, that has been shut, God. In the name of Jesus. And I pray that anyone is sick, God, I pray for healing. I pray that you will heal, deliver, set free, make whole, God. Heal in their mind, God. Heal in their hearts, oh God. God, bring your comfort. Bring your peace, oh God. Heal finances, oh God. Heal relationships, Lord God. Bring the wayward children home. The children, God, that have left home, God. The children they might have not seen for years. Bring them home, God. Bring back relationship with family members, Lord God. Yes, God. With husbands and wives, oh God. Sisters and brothers, oh God. Nephews and nieces, oh God. Bring back, oh God, restoration, God. Because, God, truly, you are God of restoration. So, Father, we thank you, Father, for protection. We thank you, Father, I loose the fire of God around your people. I loose the blood of Jesus around your people, God. I loose safety and protection as their portion, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father, we give you glory, God. Father, we give you honor. We give you praise, oh God. Because we know, Lord God, without you, we can't do nothing. But through you, God, we know we can do all things through Christ that give us the strength. So, Father God, we just love you, God. So, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to Because We Care Podcast. I'll see you next time. Bye now.